I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. They can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
We're going to do an NFL rapid fire here in a second with Dan. I just want to take one quick phone call. JJ's in Cleveland. Hey, JJ.
Hey, JJ.
Hey, how y'all doing,
fellas? We're doing good.
Hey, I'm going to start off like this. I listen to y'all all the time, man. I love your show.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Andy, your butt hurt because you don't get to see Kenny Pickett. I get it.
No. That's Jeff.
That's me.
That's Jeff.
That's me.
Jeff, my bad.
That's all right.
That's all right.
My bad.
That's all right. I was going to go get some gold Bond cream stuff.
I'm a little butt hurt. I don't get to see none of these quarterbacks. It's like, I don't understand, like, what's going on. Then we get to bring in Bailey Zappi. For what reason?
It's like, practice
squad. There's been nobody else other than Bailey Zappi. I'm sure some of these guys that we have can use some practice. If that's the case, because they're not seeing no time on the field, and it's like when the time come, are they going to even be ready to play? Because, I mean, I don't see them. I mean, I guess Dylan Gabriel practices, but no practice from Shador really with the twos or, I mean,
well,
I don't
know.
Is he on the practice squad? I don't understand what this team is doing.
You'd still rather be the number three quarterback than be on the practice squad.
I guess – this is something we've never done before. Normally, we just throw them in the fire, but now we're not throwing them into anything. Is it an analytic thing?
Remember, JJ, the one thing about it, especially once the season gets here, the number one guy gets the reps, the number two guy gets very little, and the number three guy gets almost none.
You know, Jeff, I like you. I agree with a lot of stuff you said. I'm so glad Kenny Pickett is not here. Because one thing I do know for sure is Pittsburgh know how to evaluate players. And if they don't want to keep a hometown kid, then I don't think we want him either.
Well, they did want to keep him from all accounts, but he asked for a trade because apparently he didn't handle the Russell Wilson thing very well, and he went in and asked for a trade, and they accommodated.
And there you have that.
And he won 14 of 24 starts with them. I'd like to have a quarterback go 14 and 10 here.
I'd be okay with it, too.
Yeah.
All right, let's get all the latest from the NFL. Here's a little rapid fire. Dan Menigan.
Dano.
So, gentlemen, this is like the weird hiccup in the NFL season, is it's basically like this week and then the Super Bowl week are like the two almost hiccups where the NFL almost pauses for a little bit and we get rolling from there. So let's use this as an opportunity to kind of go a little big picture on a lot of different things that we're about to see, hopefully, in the next 18 weeks of football ahead. So let's start with this. Jeff, what is the one team that everybody is really talking up that you're looking at and going, I don't see that.
That's a fine question, actually. I'm hard pressed to say, actually. I wonder if Kansas City can pull it off again. It might be Kansas City. I wonder if there's an expiration date on what's going on there. Their wide receiving crew is not terribly talented. And, you know, Rashee Rice is out for a while. They've got a lot
banged
of guys
up a
there.
Training camp, then the suspension on top of it.
Travis has other things on his mind. The running back room hasn't improved drastically. They're bringing back Isaiah Pacheco. If they can protect Patrick Mahomes, he's going to make some things happen. Their defense is pretty solid. I wonder if Kansas City can remain upper echelon. That might be the team. Does that make any sense?
Yes.
That makes total sense.
100%.
I'm really wondering about the Washington Commanders. That's a team
they're getting a lot of hype, aren't they?
Yeah, I just wonder.
They're the oldest team in the NFL, by the way. Oldest roster.
Can Jaden Daniels do it again? That's my question. I'm looking to see if this is rinse, wash, repeat. And I'm just wondering if the league figured him out. Now, he got Terry McLaurin back, so that was important. But I'm just kind of, I have my eye on that one. When you look at teams that are favorites, Jeff, do you have a team that you're picking that you're leaning into for the whole year?
This we're going to get to that at the end.
I'm sorry.
It's all right. I'm used to it. It's called jump start every day.
Yeah, it's true. Keep going.
Bing, bing. Let's go the other direction. What is the team that everybody seems to be sleeping on for the two of you guys that you're looking at and going, boy, I think that team is going to be pretty good, and I don't understand why everybody's looking at them a little down? Do you guys have one of those teams or not really?
I'll give you a couple. The Cincinnati Bengals. Everybody's screaming that their defense is terrible. I know it's not good. Their offense is pretty good. I'm curious to see what Cincinnati can pull off. And you're not going to like this, boys. I'm all in on the Minnesota Vikings.
Okay.
If J.J. McCarthy gets hurt, I think Carson Wentz could be great there, to be perfectly honest. And I know nobody likes Carson Wentz. I know. According to Dan, his teammates don't even like him. But I think Minnesota has some talent on that football team. And I'm real curious to see what they might be able to do this year. I like him. I like him a lot.
I'll give you another one that you shouldn't sleep on. It's Tampa Bay. Like, I want to see what Baker looks like.
They got a lot of offensive talent.
Yes, they do. And
picking up Igbuka, too. Have you read all the stuff about Emeka Igbuka?
Yes. I like you look at Tampa Bay, and they're just kind of. I think they're ready to strike.
Can I throw out Tampa as an example of what I have been talking about with the Browns forever? They have Mike Evans. Chris Godwin's been dinged up, but they have Chris Godwin.
Right.
They had a young guy last year who was really good, and I forget his name. And they have wide receiving talent. And what they do? They went out and bring in Emeka Igbuka. I mean, come on, man. You just keep adding talent to an already talented group.
I have to tell you, Jeff, I am extremely proud of you for your pronunciation of Emeka Igbuka.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. They can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Because I remember when I first started talking to him about Ohio State, you were like, what? You looked at me like I was crazy every time I would say his name. And yep. You have truly leaned into him. I'm very proud of you. I'm proud to call you a friend.
They add talent to a position of strength. I mean, good for them, man.
What's their defense going to be like? That's it. You know, that's my question for them.
I trust Todd Bowles. Yeah. Todd Bowles can put a defense together with the best of them. You still got Winfield back there.
Are we rooting? Is anyone here rooting for Baker Mayfield? I am. I'm sorry. Even if you don't like him, I still root for him. I wish things wouldn't have went crazy here. I'll always say that because he was a guy that, you know, he started for over 4 years, and it's just we don't see many quarterbacks like that. And I'm always going to wonder what would have happened if they would have kept him, what direction this team would have gone in, what they would have looked like with three more first round draft picks. I don't, you know, is he a legendary superstar that may not have had a trophy here or a statue here in Cleveland? Probably. But I'm sorry, he is the big what if on the in the Marvel universe for me.
Jalen McMillan's the other receiver they had. He's on the IR right now.
Okay.
I root for every team for the number one reason, as funny as this sounds, I want all of them to be good, so then that way when I turn on football, I watch good football. I hate watching crummy football.
I'm not.
I easily don't watch crummy football, so that makes life easy. I'm rooting for the Browns, even though people think this is not their year.
I'm not a big Baker fan. He's done a really nice job down there.
I think he matured a lot.
So I think one of the most fascinating.
He's got a lot of talent around him, yeah.
One of the most fascinating stories of the season is actually coming out of the rookie class, and it's something I think we're all going to keep our eye out here, and it's for Travis Hunter. And much on each side of the ball that he plays and how good he looks. Just right now, again, we have never seen anyone play both sides of the ball coming in with this much hype to be able to do it. Jeff, what do you expect from Travis Hunter? Do you think we see him play 60-40 offense to defense? Or do you think that this is all just going to blow up and before the end of the season, he is on one side of the ball and that's it?
I don't think he'll be on one side of the ball and that's it. I'll bet it's 80-20 offense to defense.
It's a good hamburger.
Yeah, I'll bet it's 80-20. And I'll bet he's okay this year. I hope he's phenomenal this year because, man, that would be fun. It's Shohei Ohtani. That would be fun.
It would be fun.
But I think he'll be okay. He's not in the best of situations there in Jacksonville. Although I like Trevor Lawrence, and I think he might be able to do something finally. But I'll bet you he's slightly disappointing this year. Could have a wonderful career.
Well, they're just getting him back up to speed, too, because he had some kind of upper body injury. I don't know. He only had two catches in the preseason for whatever that's worth. He is going to be spectacular, I think.
You think so?
Yeah, I do. I think.
I hope so.
I want to see how long he can play both sides of the ball. Like, if there was a line, like, what's the over-under on how long he's going to play both sides of the ball? Help me. How many years can a guy play both sides of the ball?
We've been saying the same thing about Shohei Ohtani. He went out the other night and struck out, 9-10 guys?
Pitched 5 innings last night.
Yeah.
Yeah, but
looked pretty good.
There's a much bigger physical difference between.
Well, now that there is.
I mean, yes.
So you're saying that they don't take the bat and try to flog the pitcher with it?
Just tell that to Ohtani's elbow.
Flogging is frowned upon.
Right, flogging is quite frowned upon.
Yeah, but tell it to Ohtani's elbow.
I want to know what the over-under is on Hunter playing both ways. How long can he do it?
5 years.
I want to see it. I want to see it. I don't want to predict it. I want to see it, and I want it to succeed because I think it will make
it
football
will
so much more
fun. It will be a question mark after week eight. I'm predicting that this year.
All
after
right, so
week
let's,
eight.
We're going to timestamp this bad boy so that we don't get busted. So as of August 28th, 2025, the time is 12:32 p.m. Okay?
Good
Eastern Standard Time.
Daylight Savings.
Give me your final four. Jeff Helps, right now. Give me your final four, a.k.a. your AFC championship game, your NFC championship game. If you gentlemen would like, I will go first to buy you a little bit of time.
Go ahead.
Okay. I think your AFC championship game is going to be the Buffalo Bills versus the Baltimore Ravens.
Hard-pressed to disagree with that.
How do you argue that?
I think
you Unless you think the Chiefs are in, that's it, or that's, Bengals.
And that's the one that I left out. And it's just because at some point, the Ravens have to get over the hump, right? Like, we can't just... They're so talented top to bottom. At some point, it has to click. At some point, it has to work, and they get over the hump. And I just think the Bills are legit.
I think the Bills are legit, too.
I wonder a little about their other corner spot. Their second corner spot off of the kid that they just signed, whose name is totally escaping me, who's really good. But I think the Bills are going to be legit. On the AFC side of things, I am hard-pressed to bet against the Eagles, though the last time, if you wanted to, the last time they got a new coordinator, they fell into the tank. Kellen Moore is out of there. They have a new coordinator in on the offensive side of the ball. So I think the Eagles still make the NFC championship game, and I believe they will go up against...
Say it. Say it. Come on. Go for your namesake.
I kind of want to say the Niners, but I don't love it. There's a serious like hole that immediately happens after you get past the Eagles. It's like the Eagles, and then there's like a drop off.
So you don't believe in you don't believe in Washington is what you're saying. You're saying that's what you're saying.
You're missing my pick.
I can't see Eagles
versus
Washington.
Because we're gonna run out of time here. Go ahead, Jeff.
Yeah, we're gonna run out of time.
Philadelphia and Detroit.
I was leaning toward that.
Fighting Dan Campbell's. This is their year, baby.
I want to see it without the other coordinator.
I've got. Go ahead. What do you have in the AFC?
Same as Dan.
So I've got Lions, Vikings,
Buffalo,
Lions, Vikings, and Buffalo, Baltimore, and then I've got Lions, Bills.
I'm here for a Lions, Bills Super Bowl. That'll be a lot of fun.
I think it'd be
that's
fun
exactly too. What I. But I would love to see that.
I would too. All right, we're all kind of rooting for that. We'll see if it happens.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving 360. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.